Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:43, and it was a glitzy affair, but getting down to business, there were some really important issues, including the security of East Asia and Ukraine, Japan's prime minister's visit to Washington. Back to Washington we go every weekday at this time, and Fox's Jared Halpern for an update. Some really weighty things that they're talking about this week.
Yeah, and always nice when they roll out the red carpet. Paul Simon performed at the state dinner last night, but before that big glitzy dinner, you're right. This was a serious set of issues that the two leaders talked about. President Biden has worked a lot over the last 3 years to try and reset and strengthen these alliances in the Indo-Pacific. Look no further, Rich, than who he has had here for state dinners. The first state dinner the president had was the leader of France. But since then, there have been four state dinners, the leaders of India, South Korea, Australia, and now Japan, right? And these are countries that are critical to this president's strategy of kind of creating these defense and economic alliances in the Indo-Pacific. One of the things that these two leaders announced yesterday was that there was going to be much broader collaboration and interoperability between the Japanese and U.S. militaries. They are going to do a lot of training together. They are going to have Japan join this anti-air missile defense network with Australia. Later today, the leader of the Philippines comes for a trilateral meeting with President Biden and the Japanese Prime Minister, again, to talk about navigation in the South China Sea. And while all of these things are certainly directed at China and North Korea, the two kind of adversarial forces in that region, President Biden made clear yesterday, he said that this is a defensive alliance. It is not aimed at combat or conflict with any nation or any group of nations. But this is certainly a strong signal that's being sent to Beijing, to China, as the president tries to reset a lot of these Indo-Pacific relationships.
Also on tap today, the FBI director is expected to talk about budgetary needs, but also warning of elevated threat to the U.S. What are we expected to hear?
Well, he's talked a lot about the risk that China poses to the United States from a cyber standpoint, from an economic standpoint. Certainly, I would think you're going to hear questions as well about Russia, certainly Iran, and what kind of proxy attacks they may be thinking about, with a lot of attention right now on some sort of imminent strike that could be targeting Israel.
Going to be fascinating to see, and appreciate the reporting out of Washington. Fox's Jared Halpern, part of our live team coverage every weekday morning here on Jacksonville's Morning News.